This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. When Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump take the stage Monday night, the audience is expected to be the biggest ever for a presidential debate. No one may be watching as intently as the man who's moderated more of these matchups than anyone else, Jim Lehrer. The retired PBS newsman cut his journalistic teeth in Dallas. He's moderated a dozen presidential debates. Jim Lehrer, welcome back to KERA.
Thank you, Rick. Always a pleasure to be home.
Is there a part of you that wishes you were sitting in Lester Holt's chair tonight?
Lester Holt's got his hands full. It is it's a daunting, difficult, exhilarating experience, and very treacherous in many ways, at least it has been for me. But they matter. And because they matter so much, that adds everything. It's not just performing as a person, as a moderator or whatever. You're actually functioning in such a way that could affect the outcome of an election for president of the United States, which is the single most powerful job there is in the world. So it's not entertainment. It's not even journalism in mm-hmm. one way. It has its own self to it. It exists alone. There's nothing else like it.
It does seem like moderators have become characters in this debate drama in ways they never used to be.
That's true. The reason is that the formats have changed dramatically. The candidates can talk to each other,
right.
can question each other. There can be all kinds of follow-ups and whatever. You can stay on one subject for a longer period. And so as a consequence, the moderator has a different job to do. And if a debate goes poorly for a particular candidate, mm-hmm. the handlers of that candidate, they're not going to criticize the boss. They're not
right.
going to so they're going to criticize the moderator. That happened to me, and it'll happen to all of these folks who are about to do it for 2016. I promise you, every one of them will be criticized for something, for letting something go too long, for not asking certain questions, for not following up, for not fact-checking, which is, of course, not the moderator's job in a debate. It's the other candidate's job in
a
debate.
Well, now, that's an interesting point, yeah. because you and Bob Schieffer, who's done, I think, three debates himself, yeah. appeared at Notre Dame a few days back, and one of the topics was that idea of fact-checking.
Look, the thing people have to keep in mind, first of all, these debates— They're 90 minutes. They're not the whole campaign. These campaigns go on for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's fact-checking from the first word that a candidate speaks and all the way through and in these debates. You know, if you fact-checked everything that everybody said in a debate, that's all you do. You maybe get to one question.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what that's about. It's to see the candidates.
So when things go live at 8 o'clock, what do you expect to happen?
These debates in 2016 will probably be more negative than any in history. It's already started. It's already mm-hmm. there. They've talked about each other in really negative terms. Now they're going to have to look at each other and do it. Now they've got a lot to do.
Do you expect to be surprised?
Oh, absolutely. Let's say that Donald Trump comes. He has one mission involved, and that is to not say anything negative that in any way would appear to be over the top, what is commonly referred to as, quote, presidential, then Hillary Clinton would probably want to try to agitate him, would probably want to throw a little red meat in. And whether he takes it or not, if he comes with already going after the red meat, then it's, okay, how does Hillary Clinton handle that? And if Trump becomes Mr. Nice, that could backfire on him because his supporters support him, a lot of them do, because he is a rough guy.
Do you expect we'll wake up the next morning to a changed race?
There's no way to know how all of this. That's why it makes, in this case, a little bit more dramatic because, it's a lot more dramatic because these candidates, they're different people. And the divisions between them are really dramatic about what they believe,
mm-hmm.
how they operate as individuals, and how they work with other individuals, all their personality, everything about them is different. And it is oil and water, and they don't mix.
Jim Lehrer, who's moderated a dozen presidential debates and will only be watching this one, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Rick.